means limitless. I told you that, didn't I? The form by itself is the shape of endless volute. He says, that's the difference. Could you say the good people and bad people are alike? No. Hell of a difference. But they're mixed up here in reality. Right? Another thing. In mining, you will dig up dirt, which is the earth and the gold. They're mixed. But are they the same? When it comes to the value, is something. When it comes to existence, is something else. What is existence? Existence is there. Existence is created, or if you are God bless, it happened. Right? What about the values? We created the values. Human beings. Right? That's the difference. Where are the values? Values are what should apply to this reality, if not, are nonsense. So they are both the same and quite the opposite. Get familiar with this. You have to swallow it. And it's quite obvious. Every sane person will understand that it's one of the most difficult things to swallow. That's why, just like we do with babies, we can decode it. We'll give you different form of it in different stories we talk about it. We already talked about it, and we're talking about it, and that's a subject that we have in hand, because it's you. You are that mixture, because in you we have recognized two persons. A man and a woman, right? This man and a woman, they are the same, they're you. But when it comes to the value, they're different. So they are different, they are the same, right? And we insist upon that. Why? Because we know what your logic tends to do. When it comes to justice, when you want to be just, what do? For your justice, what do? For your justice,
first you judge.
You will become violent. You are ready to punish, and you will punish, right? Okay, and you talk about Rahman and Rahim, and you talk about all those gracious stuff, but that's what your justice is, and we know it. Because when two pieces are not working with each other properly, what do? You punish one of them. One of them should be the guilty one. It's not that simple. Eliminating one of them doesn't solve the problem. You're not here to eliminate one of them. Elimination is nonsense. Give me a good example about this. That elimination is nonsense. Who we talked about it already? He said about that. Elimination. Think about somebody who eliminates something from the life, not to deal with it.
The Jewish kings who try to eliminate the Christians?
That's what happened in the stories. That's historical fact. Give me someone now.
A couple who gets divorced.
Tarahob means living the normal life, going and living in a cave. Natural cave or man-made cave. Quit talking. Go for 100 years of silence. Leave this universe. Go and live in a monastery. That's something that Rumi will bring again and again and again, and always will say, this is not Islamic. Because this is the point about Islam. to him. To him, Islam starts with what?
You know? Connection? Surrender?
No. In reality, really, if he wants to give you the essence of Islam, if somebody wants to give you the essence of Islam, there is a reference point. And you go to that reference point and you understand what it is if you want to understand. Yes?
Love.
Nonsense.
That's a beautiful word just like that. Who is a Muslim? Let me put it that way. If you ask Rumi who is a Muslim, he will tell you. And he will refer to a very special moment of a very special act of a Muslim. What is it, Ahmed?
Prostration.
First, the salam.
Prostration.
Standing up. Qiyam. Because that's the first thing to qualify you to pray, even. You have to stand up and be accountable. That's why. And he will explain it to you. He says, if you don't stand up and you don't want to be responsible, you are a good, logical fellow. To me, you are Satan. Because that's what you are. Remember when God said, oh, what happened?
Adam.
Yeah. Satan stood up and said, oh, you wanted it to happen and it happened. Inshallah means John. Means Satan said inshallah, but in a wrong way. He said, you wished it happened. Was he correct? Yes. The hell with the correctness. We're talking about love. And a lover? That's what it is. There is no correctness over there. Because Satan, just like you, is seeing only the flesh, the body. The breath in it is invisible. Adam said, okay, with it, I take the responsibility. You hear Jerome, he said, oh, afterward, God told him that, oh, you don't know that that argument is valid, and if I didn't want it, it would happen. I said, yeah, but this is the ritual. This is the way to handle myself. I'm not doing this to make the justice. I want to handle myself correctly. It's not my place to not to be responsible, because I want the fruit of responsibility. If you're not responsible, and a lot of people will give you a lot of credits just for nonsense, what will happen to you? Don't you see? They show it to you. Day and night here. On TV you will see a group of people paid a lot of money for nothing. That's a show business, right? How do they live? How is their life? You will see it. Because if, go back to the people who are awarded correctly because they have done something really good. What's their life about? That's the difference. Because I could get a lot of credit from nonsenses. It's not that bad. It will rot my spirit and later I won't be satisfied. And deep down I know it's not me. Do you remember the story of two illogical fellows walking in the street? Don't forget that. Yeah, short and tall. Do you remember that story? Two people walking in the street being illogical. One will do the bad stuff, the other one will take responsibility. One will be credited and will say no. Give the credit to the other one. Illogical. When you realize there are father and son or mother and brother.